Federal workers are feeling a little beat up as the budget warfare between lawmakers continues. Robert Shapiro was the Undersecretary of Commerce for Economic Policy under President Clinton and is currently the chairman of Sonicon, an economic advisory firm. Now, he says with all the talk of federal employee pay cuts and freezes, there actually is very likely to be very little change.
It's likely to have very little effect. This is, we have a very large structural problem. It's not caused by federal pensions. It's not caused by federal pay. There's been a lot of disinformation put out about federal pay and federal pensions, comparing it to the average pension and the average pay in the civilian workforce. Well, the fact of the matter is that 40% of federal workers are professionals, lawyers and scientists. When you adjust for occupation, federal pay and federal pensions are not at all out of line with the private sector. They're quite in line. In fact, federal pay is probably a little low, on the low side, when you make those corrections. However, federal workers are always vulnerable. At times of fiscal consolidation, when the Congress is looking for places to cut, one of the advantages of cutting federal pay or federal pensions is that the recipients are relatively concentrated geographically, and that diminishes their impact in Congress. If federal workers were distributed evenly across every district in the country, nobody would touch it. That's simply a political matter. One can say, however, that federal workers have certain other advantages, economic advantages. The most obvious one is that government is largely immune from the business cycle. And so, you know, when the economy turns down badly, people get laid off in manufacturing, in retail, in recreation and entertainment, in business services, in personal services. They don't get laid off in any numbers by government, particularly the federal government. We're seeing layoffs now at the state level, because of balanced budget requirements and falling revenues. The worst that usually happens at the federal level is there's a freeze. The fact is, the language and justification used to cut federal pay and federal pensions is out of line with reality. And we'll see how successful the president will be in trying to protect them. Each side has to reassure its base that it's protecting its interests before sacrificing a piece of those interests.
Is that the same kind of philosophy that would have to go along with the debt ceiling? How to figure out how to...
Right. Well, the debt ceiling, we're going to get the intervention of the markets faster. And that will drive the resolution of the debt ceiling.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the notion that the United States can sustain a short-term default, there isn't any responsible person in economic policy who doesn't think that this would have potentially very serious effects. You just don't play with this. And finance will let both sides know as they begin to approach that, in effect, they have to find something to save political face, but that this is not a chip in a game. The good faith and credit of the United States, you don't bet it, and you don't take risks with it. My guess is that they will agree to some form of automatic reduction with a trigger. That's kind of an ideal outcome for both sides, because they can present it as producing significant savings in the future, but they don't actually have to vote on any specific cut.
In addition to that, the feds who are listening to this are going to, their big question is, am I still going to get paid? And there was this the looming threat that if the debt ceiling were reached and if nothing happened and the worst case scenario did go into effect, that feds would be the ones to take the initial hit with the loss of a paycheck or worse, loss of jobs.
Well, I have to tell you, the people who are going to take the biggest hit would be anyone who holds fixed income instruments, which is just about everyone in the country. That is any kind of bond. Because it will drive up interest rates and drive down the value of bonds. Would federal workers get hit as well? They probably would. But I honestly do not believe that the Congress and the president will let it get to that. This is about the full faith and credit of the United States, which forms the basis for the U.S. and global financial systems. And that's what will force both sides to figure out a way to save enough face so they can raise the debt limit.